Over 1.2 million teenagers who were supposed to graduate from high school this year did not. That's nearly a third of the class of 2006, according to a study today from the journal Education Week. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the costs to those children and to the nation are huge.
Researchers with Education Week found that in just about every state and school district, high school graduation rates and dropout data are inaccurate and unreliable. But here's the one figure that they say is accurate. No more than 70% of the nation's ninth graders will graduate from high school.
When an estimated 30% of ninth graders leave high school without a standard diploma, we're dealing with an extremely serious issue.
Lynn Olson is managing editor of special projects at Education Week.
Moreover, the graduation rates are far worse for members of most minority groups and for boys.
Only half of Black and Native American students graduate from high school, with Latinos only slightly higher, at 55%. The graduation rate for whites is 75%. Using a new formula for calculating graduation rates, Education Week reports that New Jersey has the highest on-time graduation rate, about 85%. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, New Mexico, Nevada, and the District of Columbia all have graduation rates under 60%. The absolute worst rates everywhere, though, are in high-poverty, racially segregated urban school districts. And the social and economic costs, Olson says, are devastating.
High school dropouts are more likely to be unemployed, have higher rates of public assistance, are more likely to be single parents. They also die younger, have worse indicators of general health than high school graduates. The chances for young people without a high school diploma to earn a living wage are grim.
So why have school districts, states, and the federal government been so slow to accurately gauge the problem? In a word, politics. Bob Wise is a former governor of West Virginia, now president of the Alliance for Excellent Education.
There are some states that have found literally over 20 ways to take somebody out of that calculation. There are special education. They have special needs. There are a behavioral problem, so we'll ship them off to an alternative school, whatever it is. And so it is critical that there be one methodology.
To their credit, says Wise, last December the nation's governors did promise to crack down on bogus data by auditing schools more often, because painting a rosy picture has proven to be disastrous.
We're losing almost 7,000 kids a day dropping out each and every school day. For a state, it's critical that we get graduation data right, because then we can begin to address the problems.
Problems like overcrowded high schools, poorly trained teachers, and a high school curriculum that simply does not reflect what kids should know to make it in college or the world of work. The U.S. Education Department today released its own study of graduation rates. It found that between 2002 and 2003, about 74% of high school freshmen graduated on time. Again, significantly lower than what many states are reporting. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.